Help for farmers. This is the new political front that's opening up. Within the coalition, farmers are raising their voice as well in this drought-stricken country. They want the federal government to consider a New Start-style payment that will keep agricultural workers from leaving their communities, and so they get that help in times of severe drought. Now, the idea has been raised. Prime Minister Tony Abbott is preparing to tour communities in the grip of drought this weekend. And amidst all this, the government has released proposed changes to the Farm Management Deposit Scheme. It's also expected the government's going to finalise an assistance package for farmers shortly. Joining me now is Matt Leniger. He's the CEO of the National Farmers Federation. Matt, thank you very much for joining us. We might start with this Farm Management Deposit Scheme. These changes that the government has announced today will allow farmers to take advantage of this scheme whilst sourcing more non-farm-related income. That's the basic thrust of it. Will that help?
Yes, it will help. And of course, we've been talking to the government for some time. In fact, we've been putting forward solutions to this government and the previous government for some 18 months now in relation to drought. So farm management deposits is definitely part of the story. And of course, we'll be releasing a comprehensive package of measures tomorrow on this.
Okay, I just want something to be cleared up, though, for me, if you could. As I understand it, the Farm Management Deposit Scheme is like it's a tax deduction type scheme. So if you're making money, you can put money in as a farm management deposit and claim that as a deduction against your farming income. Is that right so far?
Yeah, so what you do is you'd be putting that money away in good times so that you can access it in times when you need it.
All right, now that's great, except that we're not in good times. So how does this actually help now?
No, well, I mean, obviously, this is part of that longer-term approach we were talking about before, and that's why I said before we need to see a range of measures, of which this could just be one. Really, how it helps now is if we had the changes put in place with the farm management deposits, that those receiving assistance through the drought could withdraw their farm management deposits within 12 months of making that deposit, of course, without losing those taxation benefits. So that's what we'd like to see, and that's how it would help farmers in this particular time.
Looking at the New Start style of this, are you proposing a payment that would be regulated in exactly the same way with exactly the same amount of money as the New Start allowance? It's just that this would be for farmers?
Yeah, look, again, that detail will have to be sorted through as to whether that would work, but in essence, what we're saying there is, as you probably imagine, if you're in the middle of a drought and you're having trouble making ends meet, putting food on the table, paying electricity bills, etc., and of course you've got labour on your farm, you've got workers there, some of them would have been there a long time, that makes it very difficult to continue to pay those people through that period. So in whichever form it comes, the main thing there is that those people aren't lost to the farm, and so it... You know, if they are lost, what we're saying is it exacerbates the problem because you can't get the work done to get water out to stock or feed or whatever it happens to be.
Right, and the industry collapses. So I understand the theory, but the devil really is in the detail. In fact, it's all about the detail, isn't it? Because as I understand it, you start losing your New Start allowance if you have a certain amount of assets, and farmers will have assets, even if they're not making money. I mean, how much is your average farm worth?
Well, that's right. And I think with that measure, and when we talk about access to farm household income support, and when we talk about farm finance or the low interest loan type support, I think those sorts of asset tests, which are linked to all of those, need to be reviewed because, you know, as you've said, they can be asset rich, if you want to put it that way, but absolutely zero or negative cash flow for a sustained period of years. You just can't keep going like that.
Well, the government announced, I think it was last week, that they were going to bring forward the assistance payments to farmers, but they're subject to the same asset tests, aren't they? I'm trying to figure out how that actually helps at all.
No, that's exactly what we're saying. Those asset tests and the off-farm income component of some of those need to be reviewed. And if they're not reviewed, then that's right. You can bring that forward, but it's questionable how much more help that will be.
Okay, so you've got to prosecute the argument, but I imagine you could run philosophically into a problem here with a government that doesn't seem terribly keen on handing out payments to people and assistance. And here I look particularly at the fact that the Productivity Commission, for example, on the issue of reducing interest rates on farm finance loans has been critical and said it's an ineffective, inefficient way of providing help, it's expensive and so on. So you're fighting against that prescription, aren't you?
Yeah, well, look, potentially. But I think I think what we've also seen, and I think senior cabinet members, not just Barnaby Joyce, but also the likes of Malcolm Turnbull only recently in the ABC, were at pains to say that whilst, yes, farms are a business like many other businesses, they're different in some other ways as well. So the most critical of those, of course, is their exposure to the weather, to the climate, and the changes there. And I think the Productivity Commission themselves also have said in a previous report that those sort of agricultural activities, because they have that larger exposure to the environment, are different to production systems elsewhere in the economy. So I think they themselves recognise that, and that's why obviously there needs to be a slightly different look to every other business.
All right, I might come back to that if we get a chance, but I wonder if in your advocacy here you've left your run a little bit late, or maybe left the whole issue to fester just a little bit long. You might have heard the comments from Liberal Senator Bill Heffernan, who I think we can say took a swipe at least your organisation, who thinks that this drought assistance package is too little too late. He was speaking on AM this morning. This is what he said.
I think there's been poor representation from the likes of the NFF, etc. And there's a change of order and scheme of things at the NFF. But, you know, for a year or two, I've had the view that rural Australia's been underrepresented, that the representation of rural Australia has lost its intellectual base as well as its financial critical mass.
Matt Leninger, where have you been?
As I said before, the NFF has been working on this with this government and the previous government for 18 months to 2 years. So we are not Johnny-come-latelys to this particular party, I can guarantee you
but
that.
But why has it reached such a crisis point?
Well, it's reached a crisis point because we've had, when we haven't had drought, we've had a previous government with perhaps their minds on other more pressing matters. We've been trying to bring this to a head and bring it to a point of solution for some time now. We said we didn't want to be in a drought when we're trying to make these decisions. We wanted to have a package out there well and truly before that so people knew where they stood. Now, that hasn't happened, and here we are again in a drought. And these solutions, as I said, the package, full detail of which will be released tomorrow, for the government, there won't be a lot new in there in the sense that these are the sorts of solutions we've been proffering over the last 18 months to 2 years. So, you know, we haven't been missing at all. I think that's probably all I could say in terms of Bill's comments there.
Thank you very much, Matt. Good to talk. Appreciate your time. Matt Leninger, CEO of the National Farmers Federation. It's 28 minutes to 7.